We are joined on the line by Maulana Ashraf Dokrat. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullah khairan for joining us on the show this morning.
Jazakumullah.
Ma, the book that we're looking at this morning, Rays of Radiance.
Yes, Maulana, Rays of Radiance, and this is the title of the book. The book also has a subtitle, Inspirational Incidents from the Lives of the Pious. So what this book is really is book with incidents from the lives of the pious, a collection of incidents from the lives of the pious. If we look at this title, the subtitle, then we get an indication of what the book is about, really. The author says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is described in the Quran Kareem in Surah Ahzab, verse 45 to 46, as Sirajan Munira, an illuminating lamp. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was deputed really to drive away the misguidance of the time of Jahiliyyah and the darkness at the time of Jahiliyyah, and to usher in an epoch of enlightenment. This epoch of enlightenment was unprecedented. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam fulfilled this in the best way. However, as we draw closer to Qiyamah, we are once again entering this a dark age, so-called dark age, and the invitation to evil is overwhelming, and the temptation to sin becomes irresistible in this type of environment. So this book then consists of selected stories from the life of the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the Tabi'een, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een, and other predecessors, rahmatullah alayhim, because these incidents, in a way, and these the stories that we know about these saintly souls, once again cause our heart to be illuminated, removing that darkness that has come into the world again. And in that sense, each of these incidents is a type of a ray of radiance that has the potential to dispel the darkness from our hearts, and it leaves our hearts then illuminated, and it leaves our hearts alive. So this is the rationale behind this book, and the reason for publishing this book, and the reason for collecting these incidents and anecdotes from the lives of the Sahaba, Tabi'un, Taba Tabi'un, and the pious. So what the author has done then is that collected, if we look at the contents, over 90, almost 94 anecdotes, 94 incidents, very carefully selected. And these then are made to reflect the lessons that the author wants to glean from these incidents. So each incident is mentioned, followed by a set of lessons. And in a sense, the lessons reflect the most important moral teachings of Islam and the values that we as Muslims should adopt in our lives, such as resolve in the face of adversity, aversion from vice, perseverance to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, traits such as generosity, piety, and a range of good behavior, and whatever constitutes being a good Muslim. In a sense then, these as a whole reflect what a person should be, but also reflect a Muslim's worldview of how a Muslim perceives the world generally. So, Mona, that is basically the way in which the book has been structured. This book was first published online by the Uswatul Muslima website, and under the Inspirational Incidents category there. And as with the book we reviewed previously from the same publishing house, a year again, the idea of publishing what was on an online website in a book form will be appreciated by many. The difference being that while that book previously appealed to ladies more, this book has a more general appeal. In fact, before today's review, I shared this book with one of our musalli, someone, and their reaction was that the incidents mentioned here in this book really brought them to tears. So the book has an appeal more than just for ladies, as the previous book that we reviewed from this particular publishing house. Readers will also appreciate the book for its clarity of language. And in that sense, it has a broad appeal. The publishers have done a sterling job in making the book very attractive. There are two different fonts that are used, two different colors that are used in the text itself. And the book can easily be used as a resource by educators, I think, in a classroom setting. There is a very useful index in the book, which in a sense then links the contents by theme. So suppose one is looking for a particular theme to read on the theme of taqwa or toba or the value of time. These can also be found here. But then apart from these type of themes which we will expect in a book such as this, such as tolerance, a good death, gratitude, there are other entries in the index, such as lightheartedness and recreation, that one won't expect if you don't have this index to help you along. Each of the incidents are, needless to say, carefully referenced. We know where they come from. There's a source for it, and that is carefully referenced. The book is 269 pages long and is available via distributors throughout the country, Maulana. It's the Uswatul Muslima website has a list of these distributors, and this can be found at www.uswatulmuslima.co.za. Uswatul Muslima spelled as USWATULMUSLIMAH.co.za. So they have distributors who one can obtain the book from. All in all, Maulana, I think a worthwhile contribution that we can read advise people to read, Maulana.
And Maulana, how long is the book?
Maulana, the book is all of 271 pages. That's all.
And the stories in the book, are they very long or is it just short stories?
Well, they differ. They don't go more than 3 pages long. So, you know, there's some that are very very short, but none of them are longer than 3 pages, you know, and so they make for easy reading. Like you say, one can dip into the book, read a story, read the lessons, and then very easily go on to the next story at some other time. So the stories are not long at all, they won't take a long time to read an individual story at all.
And then in the beginning of the program, you mentioned that this is volume one. Are there other volumes also available of the book?
At the moment, not. This is what we have at the moment, volume one. I suppose as they post further inspirational incidents onto their website, the publishers should then come out with or release a volume two. They also tell us why it's important that incidents are mentioned. They quote Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullahi, who once said, "Incidents that motivate one towards piety and righteousness are an army from the armies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through which Allah strengthens the hearts of His selected servants." So this is a motivation all in itself to actually start to read incidents from that motivate towards piety and righteousness.
Yeah, just looking at some of the reviews of the book, Ma, they say that, you know, this is this book, Rays of Radiance, taking out the stories from the different lives of the Sahaba and the Tabi'in, the Tabi'i Tabi'in, and each incident is like a ray of radiance, and that's why they had the name as Rays of Radiance.
Yes, Ma. For a Muslim, that is what illuminates our hearts. You know, lives of the pious of the past, that is what illuminates our hearts and gives us and serves as a way of inspiration, and that really has the potential then to dispel any darkness from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Or increase the light that's already there, Maulana.
Yes, that's so true. Anything else, Maulana, would like to add on about the book?
No, I think we are covered, Maulana. It's an appealing cover. and I think it will be a good addition to the reading experience of many, Mawlana.
Jazakumullah khair. Ma, just once again, some of the listeners wants to know where exactly the book is available.
Yes, Mawlana, I looked for the availability and I see that it's available through distributors. And these distributors are listed in the Johannesburg area. For example, there's a gentleman, I think Mawlana M.S. Rawat, and other people in various areas. So wherever you are, there's a list of distributors that are available on the website. So if you go to this website, uswatulmuslima.co.za, they have a list of distributors who keep their publications, Mawlana.
Okay. Jazakumullah khair and so much, Mawlana, for joining us this morning on the show.
Pleasure, Mawlana. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.